For KQED News, I'm Daphne Young. Well, the House of Representatives is taking steps to increase the number of mental health services available to students and staff in our nation's schools. On Thursday, the House passed the Mental Health Matters Act, sponsored by Bay Area Congressman Mark DeSaulnier. He joins me now to talk about what this bill can do for Bay Area schools and what challenges it may face ahead in the Senate. Congressman, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for inviting me. So we have a mental health crisis in this country, particularly for young people, people under 24. The second largest cause of death right now is suicide by young people. Unbelievably, almost 10%, we estimate through research, of young people have attempted suicide in 2021. And then we have a problem at all ages. We have 130 suicides a day on average in the United States. And particularly for younger people, when I go out to schools, when I talk to teachers, which is a lot, I'm on the Education Labor Committee, they tell me the biggest thing they need is more counselors and more mental health specialists. So those are the component parts, but it's a big, big lift that I've put a lot of work into.
Now, there's a lot of opposition from some members of Congress. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to play a bite from Representative Virginia Fox of North Carolina. She spoke at the House session, and she's one of those against it.
This legislation should have been debated with stakeholders before being rushed to the House floor. But as usual, Democrats took a shortcut. I would encourage my colleagues to work across the aisle and utilize the deliberative process to form more common sense and targeted legislation if they actually want to address our country's mental health situation. H.R. 7780 is a bill that tries to do too much, and none of it well. I urge my colleagues to vote no on this legislation.
Now, what's your response to this? Why does it sound that she's so adamant against this act?
In that context, I think it's more the politics of the midterms where this is my own impression, working with Republicans and having good relationships with many of them. Unfortunately, we're in a period where they don't want to do anything that might look positive, even when it comes to people's mental health and their lives, in this instance, running up to the midterms. That's my opinion.
Understood. Okay. Congressman, how likely is it that H.R. 7780, the Mental Health Matters Act, will actually get passed in the Senate?
I think there's a very good likelihood. We've got to get Republican support over there as well. But we've got a real problem in this country. And all of that starts to get healed when we invest in mental health. So that's what this bill is about, and it's in the country's best interest, particularly when it comes to young people. We're losing people because we're not investing. And we know that from places like UCSF and their behavioral health research, their mental health research, and the National Institutes for Mental Health, we understand more today than we ever had in human existence about trauma and its effect chemically on our brains. We want to get people the services they need as soon as possible. We know if we get them the services when they're young, they'll be better off the rest of their lives. The research tells us that. But we also want to help the parents and people like myself who are older get the services. So you have to get people to go into the field so we have enough providers.
That was California Congressman Mark DeSaulnier. He's author of the Mental Health Matters Act that's just been passed in the House and is now headed to the Senate. For KQED News, I'm Daphne Young.